Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bondage up yours!
Hey, 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 and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klindert, bringing you 2 full hours of fantastic, fabulous, phenomenal female-fronted radio week after week. Before I even dive into this week's episode, I cannot say thank you enough for anyone that reached out about last week's show. Last week, it was our total pride party takeover here on Girly So Groovy. For any of you that reached out through social media or our Mixcloud page to say how much you enjoyed it, that just thrills me. And that's what gets me back in the studio week after week. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you happen to miss our pride party takeover, and would love to hear it or just listen again, remember that you can find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy absolutely for free online. All you have to do is go to the website Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy, ending with an IE. Coming up in the first hour of tonight, this week's show, I've got music on the way from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Beth Orton, Nouvelle Vague, Mazzy Star, Tess Parks, Tori Amos. Last week, we started the full 2 hours shooting off like an absolute rainbow, a rocket, bringing the party to the Pride Party Takeover. This week, completely different. We are starting off with subtle, somber, indie folk rock. It was back in 2012 that Toronto singer-songwriter Cold Specs launched onto the music scene with her stunning debut, I Predict, A Graceful Expulsion, an album that mixed folk, soul, blues, and gospel into what Cold Specs calls doom soul. Over the last decade, Cold Specs has had a push-pull relationship with her music career as she treaded through a misdiagnosis of schizophrenia to then be diagnosed as bipolar. She mustered up enough fortitude to release her latest fourth album, Light for the Midnight, transforming some of her hardest times into transcendent, timeless-sounding expressions of empathy. Right now, it is new music from Cold Specs here on Girly So Groovy.
Gaze upon a wrecking ship as it crashes into you. Was I to hold it together? Our light dimmed for the better. Out, does it for you? things will come together. I lied in for the better.
Make ghouls passing through. I said I'm trying not to move. It's just your ghost passing through. It's just your ghost passing through. And now I'm quite sure there's a light in your blood. I never seen a lion move like yous can do to me. So now I'm wishing for my best impression of my best dancing diggers. But now but I've got a place to go. I've got a ticket to your angel. Now I've got to worry, 'cause even still you're sure all pretty when you're punting the damage. Yes, when you're
to the wall. Take me to that water. Take me to the water to be baptized. I'm going back home. I tell you, I'm going back home now. Going back home. Can't stay here no longer. So I'm going back home. Going back home now. Going back home. To be.
Music right there from the legendary jazz, blues, soul, vocalist, songwriter, Nina Simone. The song is called Take Me to the Water. That's from Nina Simone's 1967 album, High Priestess of Soul. in the middle. It is a musician and an album that just still steals my heart after nearly 30 years. It's Tori Amos with the song Putting the Damage On. That comes from Tori Amos's third album, Boys for Pele, which she released back in 1996. And then kicking off the full 2 hours, something thoroughly more modern, brand new music from Cold Specs. Her new album is called Light for the Midnight. It was released earlier this spring in April. We heard the song Endlessly from Cold Specs. We seem to be decade hopping here on Girly So Groovy. The 60s with Nina Simone, the 90s with Tori Amos, today with Cold Specs. Well, we're going to hop back to right now the early 1970s for the gorgeous folk rock sounds of singer-songwriter Karen Dalton right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert. It was back in October when Toronto-based singer-songwriter Tess Parks released her gorgeous album, Pomegranate. Since then, I cannot get enough of that atmospheric blend of indie rock and updated psychedelic sounds that seem to be Tess Parks' signature in the music that she makes. This time around, we heard the song Sunny Side. I would have to say, if you're a fan of acts like Widow's Peak, Patti Smith, Beth Orton, early Licky Lee, you're going to find something that you love in the music of Tess Parks. In the middle, it is the sublime folk rock duo Mazzy Star, going back to their 1993 gorgeous breakout sophomore album, So Tonight That I Might See. We heard the song She's My Baby. And then kicking off that set, going back to 1971, it is folk rock singer-songwriter Karen Dalton with her song In a Station, which comes